بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، continue reading from the treatise of Al-Imam Sheikh Muhammad ibn Abdul Wahhab رحمه الله تعالى. ثلاثة أصول وأدلتها، ثلاثة أصول وأدلتها. The three fundamental principles and their evidences. We have been reading from that which the author he has mentioned في الأصل الثاني, the second foundation, and he has mentioned the issue of al-Islam, and that al-Islam is stages and levels, مراتب ثلاث. And we have been studying المرتبة الثانية, المرتبة الثانية, the second stage and level, al-Iman. And again, the author, he mentioned that al-Iman huwa bid'un wa sab'una shu'ba, a'laha qawlu la ilaha illallah, wa adanaha imatatu al-adha 'an at-tariq, wal haya'u shu'batun min al-Iman, wa arkanuhu sittatun, an tu'mina billahi wa malaikatihi wa kutubihi wa rusulihi wal yawm al-akhir wal qadri khayrihi wa sharri. Then he mentioned the evidences for this, that the second level of the deen, and the second stage of al-Islam and the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is al-Iman, sincere and correct Islamic faith. And that it is 70 somewhat branches. The highest of those branches is the statement La ilaha illallah, along with the creed and belief in that. And the lowest of those branches is to remove some harm from the path, and bashfulness, shyness, or chastity. It is a branch from faith. And he said, Rahimahullah, and the pillars of faith, they are the pillars of al-Iman, they are six, and that you believe in Allah and in His angels and His books and His messengers and the last day and the decree, the good of that and the bad of that. And he mentioned the evidences, and all of this has proceeded. And we have seen the statements of the ulama with regards to that, and the creed of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah with regards to al-Iman, and the mas'ala and the issue of al-Iman. وَأَنَّ الْإِيمَانَ قَوْلٌ وَعَمَلٌ يَزِيدُ وَيَنْقُصُ. That Iman is statement and action, and it increases and it decreases. And we have seen the intent from that, and that many of the ulama, they have went into greater details from that statement to clarify what is intended by qawlun, any statement of the heart, and a statement of the tongue, and statement of the heart. Meaning, so some of them have even increased in that statement and said, huwa al-imanu qawlun wa amalun wa i'tiqad, and to clarify the statement of the heart. Now, to clarify the statement of the heart, to make it clear for the people to understand that it is a statement on the tongue, and it is actions on the body parts, and it is a belief in the heart. Some have said, قَوْلٌ بِاللِّسَانِ وَتِقَادٌ بِالْجِنَانِ وَعَمَلٌ بِالْجَوَارِحِ وَالْأَرْكَانِ يَزِيدُ بِطَاعَةِ الرَّحْمَنِ وَيَنْقُصُ بِطَاعَةِ الشَّيْطَانِ. And other ulama, they have also went into more detail. In the ulama from the Salaf, from the best generations in the narrators of hadith, that iman is qawlun bil lisan, a statement on the tongue, wa'tiqadun bil jinan, and a creed in the heart, wa'amalun bil jawarih wal arkan, and actions that occur on the body parts, yazidu bi ta'ati ar-Rahman, and it increases with the obedience to the most gracious Ar-Rahman, and وَيَنْقُصُ بِطَاعَةِ الشَّيْطَانِ, and it decreases when with obedience to the devil, to Satan, to Shaytan. Now, so we have seen some of the issues with regards to this, and the clarification of that, and the evidences that Naam al-Iman is a statement and action and creed and belief. Statement on the tongue and a belief in the heart. And likewise, it is actions on the body parts. And the author, rahimahullah ta'ala, in his definition that he has mentioned, actually the wording of a noble hadith of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is from the clearest evidences with regards to that. From the clearest evidences with regards to that, the fact that iman is not only a belief in the heart, but rather likewise it's a statement on the tongue, as well as a belief in the heart, as well as actions on the body parts, and also included in iman, understood from that, is to perform all of the actions of obedience, as well as avoiding and staying away from all of the actions of disobedience. All of this is considered from al-Iman. All of this is considered from al-Iman. And likewise, we have seen the issue with regards to al-Iman al-Wajib, al-Iman al-Mustahib, the obligatory Iman, the Iman that's obligatory for a believer to have, and then the Iman that is not obligatory to have, but rather it's recommended. And that obligatory iman, if it is not fulfilled, if the rights of iman are not fulfilled by performing the obligatory actions and staying away from that which is permissible, then that obligatory iman will decrease accordingly. It will decrease accordingly, and it can decrease, and it can decrease all the way until it goes away. Ayyadhan billah. Ayyadhan billah. So once one leaves kufr and enters into al-Islam, and enters into al-Iman, and he has the actions and the belief that is correct, and he has enough of that belief that his actions will be correct, and that he will be considered a Muslim, and he has the fundamentals of faith properly, and the actions that are the bare minimum to be considered a Muslim, he performs them. After that, he has to strive to complete his faith, or else he will be threatened still with the punishment of the fire. Although the one who dies upon Islam, even if his Islam is deficient and weak, he dies upon Iman and Tawheed. Even if it is deficient and weak, then his final abode is the paradise. But the one who dies with those major sins and with deficiency in his faith and in his Tawheed and his Shahad and in his Iman and in his Islam, then he is threatened with the fire. Ayyadhan billah. As for the one who completes the obligation of Iman and his Islam is correct and strong and he has fulfilled what is obligatory upon him to the best of his ability, and he has stayed away from that which is impermissible entirely, then this person, he has fulfilled the rights of al-Iman, and his Iman is complete, and he's considered a complete and strong believer. And then after that, one can travel into the ranks of righteousness and piety and nearness to Allah Azza wa Jalla by performing the actions of Iman that are not obligatory, and hoping for the love and the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that manner. So as the ulama, they mentioned that iman, it can rise to the heights of the mountains and to the skies. And it can raise and to be very strong and very high. And likewise, it can come low and even go away entirely. Ayyadhan billah. So therefore, the topic of our discussion now is this issue here. أَنَّ الْإِيمَانَ يَزِيدُ وَيَنْقُصُ. That iman, it increases and it decreases. And we have seen the statements of the ulama with regards to that, and that they are in accordance with regards to that. The ulama of the Salaf, and these even has been narrated from the companions and the tabi'een, the ba'd tabi'een, so on and so forth, of this affair, that the iman, it increases and it decreases. It increases and it decreases. And whenever the iman in the heart, and we have seen that the iman, likewise, it has a foundation. And that foundation is in the heart. And whenever the strength of that foundation and the sternness of that foundation or is cultivated, and the foundation of iman in the heart becomes strong, it becomes firm, it becomes deeply rooted, and it takes a hold of that individual, and his soul is tied to iman, and he becomes a Muslim entirely. Sibghatullah. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ سِبْغَةٌ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ عَابِدُونَ. And he becomes surrounded in faith, and his heart is attached to iman completely and entirely, and that iman is firmly rooted in his heart, then he's strong. And at that case, his faith is strong. And likewise, at the same time, the statements become, the beautiful statements become greater and more. And as well, the actions of piety and righteousness there are performed more often and in a better manner. And likewise, the actions of a disobedience and the statements of foulness and vulgarness there are further away from that individual. All of this is based upon that firm creed and belief in his heart. And likewise, if that belief is weakened in the heart, weakened some, it's still there, but it becomes weak, then likewise, the actions become weak along with that. Because al-Iman, qawlun wa amalun wa i'tiqad. It's the statement, action, and creed. So, but its foundation is in the heart, as we have mentioned before. The foundation is in the heart, and it's established in the heart. And then from there, producing the fruits that are based in the heart, from the belief in the heart, come the actions and the statements. So whenever that iman is complete and strong, the actions and the statements, they are beautiful and they're plenty. تُؤْتِي أُكُلَهَا كُلَّ حِينٍ بِإِذْنِ رَبِّهَا. But whenever there is weakness or deficiency in the faith, in the heart, in the iman that's in the heart, then likewise the actions, they will
be deficient accordingly. The statements will be deficient accordingly. Performing the obligations will be deficient accordingly. Whether he continues to perform them, but maybe he'll perform them in a lazy manner, for example, or he'll perform them in a manner he's heedless. For example, he has the faith strong enough to carry him to pray, so he still has the iman entirely because he makes salat, but then he, because of deficiency in his faith, he will enter salat and leave the salat and not know what happened. Not know what the imam recited, and he will think about the dunya the entire time he's in the salat. Allahu Akbar, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, and there was no khushu' and there's no contemplating on the hereafter, or no preparation for the meeting of Allah, and no hoping for the reward from Allah, nor fearing his punishment, only dunya, 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 Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and he's finished. And so he performed that great action of worship, and he did it for the sake of Allah Azza wa Jal, but he was negligent therein because of a weakness of faith. Because of a weakness of faith. So this will cause the action to become deficient. Just make an example. Just to make an example so that it's clear. Likewise, whenever the faith is weak as well, whenever the faith weakens, the faith, the iman, in the heart of a believer, it weakens as well, then also because from al-iman, and the completeness of al-iman is to leave off the haram. To stay away from that which is impermissible, his ability to do that will likewise weaken. And you will find the one who has weakness in his faith, he will start to look at that which is impermissible and start to say that which is impermissible. And according to the weakness of faith in his heart, and even one after that, if the faith becomes so weak, he'll start to do with his hands and feet that which is impermissible, that which is haram, and he knows it. But he'll fall into that because why? Because of weakness of iman in his heart. So therefore the iman is the mas'alat al-iman, the issue of al-iman in the heart of a believer is a great, great issue. And based upon that is the entrance of paradise and the pleasure of Allah. And based upon that is the anger of Allah and the humiliation of the punishment of the hellfire. Based upon the iman that is in the heart. Because from there proceed the actions of piety and righteousness, and the ability that one will have to stay away from the sins and to avoid that which is displeasing to Allah. And if it's deficient, then likewise those actions will be deficient. يَهْدِيهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِإِيمَانِهِمْ. Allah will guide them by way of their iman. The iman is a means of guidance to say that which is correct and good. An iman is a means of light for a believer to see that which is proper and upright and correct and wholesome and pleasing to Allah and allowed and permissible. And an iman is a means for a believer to comply to that and to do that which is pleasing to Allah in a manner pleasing to Him, meaning to have sincerity and ikhlas and to have piety. All of this is based upon the faith that is in the heart of a believer. That reality, it goes up and it goes down. It increases and it decreases. And this is something that is very clear. That the iman of the messengers, it's not like, and the prophets, alayhim salatu wassalam, it's not like the iman of the people. And the iman of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, wa Umar, wa Uthman, wa Ali radiallahu anhum jameen, is not like the iman of you and I. So their faith, although we have the same faith and the same creed, alhamdulillah, Allah guided us to that, to the foundation of that issue. As for the strength of that and the level of that, then it fluctuates. Then it fluctuates. So this is the issue here, the fluctuation of al-iman. يعني أن الإيمان يتفاضل في قلوب الناس ويتفاوت يزيد وينقص يزيد بطاعة الله سبحانه وتعالى وينقص بمعصيته تبارك وتعالى. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clarified this in his book with the clearest of clarification in many verses. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah Al-Anfal, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَعَلَى رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. That verily the believers are only those who, whenever Allah is mentioned, their hearts shiver from fear. And whenever His verses are recited, they increase in faith. They increase in faith, and then they rely, and they rely and put their trust entirely upon their Lord. So this verse, we have mentioned it in these same classes as a proof for another issue. I would like for someone to remind me, from the brothers who are listening, and from the listeners, those who can contact me can remind me, what was this verse a proof for? And another issue. Here now, this same verse is a proof for the issue of increasing in faith. But this verse was mentioned, and the ulama, they mentioned the same verse for another issue with regards to the clarification of the reality of al-iman. Here the point now is the statement of Allah Azza wa Jal, وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ وَإِذَا تُلِيَتْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتُهُ زَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. That whenever His verses are recited to them, it increases them in faith. The verse again entirely, إِنَّمَا الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ إِذَا ذُكِرَ اللَّهُ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ وَجِلَتْ قُلُوبُهُمْ. That verily the believers are, the true believers, they are only those who, whenever Allah is mentioned, their hearts, they shiver from fear. Their hearts are afraid of Allah Azza wa Jalla, and they have fear. الوجل يعني الخوف والخشية منه سبحانه وتعالى. وإذا تريت عليهم آياته, this is the shahid now. وإذا تريت عليهم آياته زادتهم إيمانا. And whenever his verses are recited to them, they increase in faith. So here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning directly, there's no way that this could be misunderstood. زادتهم إيمانا, it increases them in faith. Whenever his Quran and the words of Allah Azza wa Jalla and his verses and proofs and evidences are recited to them, the true believers, they increase in faith. نعم وعلى ربهم يتوكلون. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned in Surah At-Tawbah, وَإِذَمَا أُنزِلَتْ سُورَةٌ فَمِنْهُمْ مَنْ يَقُولُ أَيُّكُمْ زَادَتْهُ هَذِهِ إِيمَانًا فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَهُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala likewise, he has mentioned in Surah At-Tawbah that whenever a verse is revealed from the people, there are those who say, yani out of mockery, yani from the hypocrites and the disbelievers, which one of you was increased in faith by this? They will say that. فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا وَهُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. As for those who truly believe, then it increased them in faith. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, after mentioning and clarifying the mockery of the disbelievers and of the hypocrites and the likes about the issue of increasing in faith, He said, as for those who believe, فَأَمَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فَزَادَتْهُمْ إِيمَانًا. That verily, as for those who believe, then this verse, نعم, whenever it's revealed, it increases them in faith. It increases them in iman, وَهُمْ يَسْتَبْشِرُونَ. And they have glad tidings and hoping for the good. Likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there are many, many verses, but we just mentioned a few of them to clarify this issue that Allah, He mentioned it directly in His book that iman, it increases. And the point for this is, and the reason for going into this detail and mentioning this in this manner is because many people from the ummah have deviated in this affair. And they have claimed that at iman it does not increase. And they have claimed that their faith is exactly as the faith of Abu Bakr. Rather, they, radiallahu anhu, and they have said rather that their faith is the faith of Jibreel. And they said the one who commits the major sins, then his faith is the faith of Jibreel. And the one who falls into committing that which is impermissible, then his faith is the faith of Abu Bakr, radiallahu anhu. The same level. They have mentioned this. They're called the Murji'ah. And there are people likewise that until today who are affected by this. Who are affected by this way. And they commit sins left and right, and they fall into that which is impermissible, rather into that which is impermissible from the disgusting and filthy crimes and sins and actions of transgression and disobedience from the worst of all sins. And then whenever you try to reprimand them, they say, oh, iman is in my heart. Allah knows what my intention is. And he's so acting like that it's sufficient to say that you believe and that will suffice you. Rather, that's not the case. Rather, iman is likewise a statement in the, it is a belief in the heart, but a statement on the tongue and actions on the body parts as well, and it increases and decreases. And if that iman was truly in their heart, as they had claimed in that manner, then it would prohibit them from that foul and those evil and those vulgar statements and actions. If it was strong and firm in there, as they had claimed. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, هُوَ الَّذِي أَنزَلَ السَّكِينَةَ in Surah Al-Fath, هو الذي أنزل السكينة في قلوب المؤمنين ليزدادوا إيمانا مع إيمانهم ليزدادوا إيمانا مع إيمانهم. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this noble verse, He says, هو الذي أنزل السكينة, that it is He who has revealed the tranquility في قلوب المؤمنين, in the hearts of the believers. And then he mentioned the reason why. Allah, it is He who has revealed the tranquility and the peace and contentment in the heart of the believers, لِيَزْدَادُوا إِيمَانًا مَعَ إِيمَانِهِمْ, so that they may increase in faith along with the faith that they have. So that they may increase in iman along with the iman that they already have. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is calling them, mentioning them by the name, that they're believers, and that He has revealed His tranquility and sakina into their hearts, the hearts of the believers. And He mentioned the reason why, so that their hearts that have iman and they are believers, that the iman that they have can increase along with the iman that they already have. لِيَزْدَادُوا إِيمَانًا مَعَ إِيمَانِهِمْ. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned also in Surah Al-Mudathir, لِيَزْدَادَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِيمَانًا, so that the people who believe can increase in faith. so that the people who can believe increase in faith. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentioned in Surah Muhammad, وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْ زَادَهُمْ هُدًى وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ وَالَّذِينَ اهْتَدَوْ زَادَهُمْ هُدًى وَآتَاهُمْ تَقْوَاهُمْ. And those who are guided and follow right guidance, and follow Iman and the righteous actions, then we will increase them in guidance, and we will grant them their piety. We'll increase them in guidance, and we will grant them their piety. So the issue is that at Iman, it increases. It increases with the actions of righteousness and piety. It increases with the actions of obedience. But one must realize that for the Iman to increase, that action has to be done entirely, yani properly, with the heart and with the body parts. Not just simply the actions of Iman. The Iman is a statement and an action, but also the belief and the heart. So some people may say, well, I pray, but I don't feel like I'm increasing in faith. Or I give charity, but my Iman is not increasing. This individual, there's a problem with this person. He's not performing the action properly. He's not fulfilling the right of that deed. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, min asma'ihi al-husna wa annahu shakur, that He is the most appreciative and thankful, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if a slave and servant in this life worships Him and does an action for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely, truthfully, honestly, and he does it according to that which is legislated upon the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ شَاكِرٌ عَلِيمٌ, that verily Allah, He is the most thankful and He knows well of that affair, the all-knowing subhanahu wa ta'ala, and He will reward that person. He will reward that person because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is ash-shakur. He will reward that person with the reward in the hereafter, and likewise He will hasten a reward now in this life, and that will be with an increase in faith, and that will be with contentment in his heart, and that will believe with that, and that will be that reward for that action of piety and righteousness that is done in that manner, with love and hope and sincerity and with faith in Allah and fear of Allah Azza wa Jal and reverence of Allah and holding His commandments high, subhanahu wa ta'ala, and hoping for His reward and mercy and hoping for His pleasure and promise, subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah will reward that person, ash-shakur, subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the sweetness of faith. With the sweetness of faith. He will allow him to taste the sweetness of his deeds in his heart, and he will find contentment and peace and ease. This is from the reward, and that Allah will increase them in faith. That Allah will increase them in faith. So the one who is performing the actions of piety and righteousness, but he's not tasting the sweetness of faith, this is because he has a deficiency in that. Maybe he's going through the movements, but his heart is not moving. So the movements of Salat, for example, and I mention the Salat because it's from the greatest of actions, whether it's the greatest action in Islam. After the testification of faith, the greatest deed and means to draw near to Allah is a Salat. But if a person, he performs the movements of Salat with his body, but his heart is attached to the dunya and the likes during those actions, then the fruit of that action entirely would not be as beneficial. It will not be as beneficial. So as the body parts move and the tongue likewise says Allahu Akbar, but if the heart is thinking about the dunya, then for that individual at that moment is really Allahu Akbar, or is the dunya Akbar in his heart at that time? He's saying something with his tongue and his heart is looking to another level and to another issue and to another affair, and it's attached to that and has no concern for what it is saying. It is saying a great statement, Allahu Akbar. But if Allah is the greatest, meaning it will be greater even than the dunya. And whenever a person, he approaches Allah and makes wudu and stands in front of Him and faces the qibla, and he performs that obligation of the salah, then he will leave the dunya. If the iman was strong in his heart, so therefore the one who prays, but he does not benefit from his prayer, then there's a deficiency in faith here in the manner that he's performing it. Or the one who gives charity, but he does not feel the reward of that, even the one who makes wudu. Whenever a believer makes wudu, he should feel good, and he should feel like he's pleasing Allah, and he should hope for the reward from Allah. And also as a proof that the actions are from al-Iman, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he says, لا يحافظ على المؤمن إلا لا يحافظ على الوضوء إلا إلا مؤمنون. That no one will maintain, preserve, and perform properly and consistently the wudu except for a believer. Except for a believer. So a believer, whenever he performs wudu, he's not just washing his hands and arms and rinsing out his mouth. This is not a normal everyday affair like drinking milk or changing lanes in the vehicle. This is the act of worship that is legislated to draw near to Allah. But if the heart is negligent of this and forgets about this, then it will perform it as if it's an ayadah, as if it's a habit or just their everyday ritual, and the heart will not be active or now will be moving. But rather, when one performs wudu, he should hope for the reward and the mercy of Allah and the love of Allah. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ التَّوَّابِينَ وَيُحِبُّ الْمُتَطَهِّرِينَ. That verily Allah, He loves those who repent to Him sincerely, and He loves those who purify themselves. So to know that Allah, He loves those who purify themselves, and then to purify oneself and make the wudu because Allah loves that, the one who does that with this mind, with this consciousness and awareness in his heart, is not like the one who's just making the wudu and the likes like this just so he can go pray and not thinking about what he's doing and the likes. But rather, one has to hope for the reward, the issue of al-ihtisab. And hoping for the reward along with performing the action is a great, great issue. And this is from the perfection of al-ikhlas and sidq fil ibadat. From the perfection of the worship and from the perfection of the ibadat and al-ikhlas wa sidq fiha. That one will be sincere and one will be truthful. And in order to be sincere, for the completion of the sincerity and the truthfulness in the worship, is that one will hope for the reward from Allah. The one's heart will be alive with hope and fear and love of Allah while he's worshiping him, while he's bowing, while he's prostrating, while he's giving charity, while he's teaching, while he's learning, while he's memorizing, while he's calling. At this time, his heart is doing this for Allah. He didn't stand there for any other reason except for Allah. He didn't give that man that money for any other reason except for the pleasure of Allah and the love of Allah and the hope for the promise of Allah. Whenever the heart is alive like this and performing the action, then the believer will taste the sweetness of iman. As for the one who performs the actions heedlessly, then this one is deficient. This one is deficient. So the iman, in any case, it increases and it decreases. It increases with actions of obedience when they're performed properly. And it decreases with actions of disobedience. Likewise, this is something that is also clear, that clarifies, and even intellectually, we can see, in our minds, we understand that iman, or the foundation of faith and belief in something that's in the heart, it increases and it decreases. It increases and decreases. Even Ibrahim alayhi salam, he wanted an increase in faith. He wanted an increase. He believed, and he's from the strongest of the believers, min ulul azmi min ar-rusul. But what did he say to his Lord, sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Ibrahim al-Khalil? He says, وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى وَإِذْ قَالَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى قَالَ أَوَلَمْ تُؤْمِنْ قَالَ بَلَى وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي. And whenever, the meaning of this noble verse in Surah Al-Baqarah, and whenever Ibrahim, he said to his Lord, my Lord, show me how you bring the dead to life. وَإِذْ قَالِ إِبْرَاهِيمُ رَبِّ أَرِنِي كَيْفَ تُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. Allah, he said to him, قَالَ أَوَلَا تُؤْمِنْ, do you not believe? And then Ibrahim, he says, بَلَا وَلَكِنْ لِيَطْمَئِنَّ قَلْبِي. He said, of course I believe, but so that my heart can find peace and tranquility, and so that my heart can increase in faith. So Ibrahim, he believed, of course he believed. He is Khalil al-Rahman. And he believed, and he was ready to, from the strength of his belief, he's ready to sacrifice his own son. He's ready to sacrifice his own son with a knife and slaughter him at the command of Allah because of this, the level of his belief and his iman. But he wanted an increase in iman. So the ulama, they mentioned that here, Ibrahim, he has the level of iman is called ilmul yaqeen. He has certainty, he has certain knowledge. He has no doubt that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created him and created the creation, and that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring the people back to life, and He will resurrect them and hold them accountable for their deeds. And he knows this, alayhi salatu wassalam, with certainty. Bala walakin liyatma'inna qalbi. Of course I believe. He has certain knowledge. He has certain knowledge, but he wants to increase in that. So he wants to go, alayhi salatu wasalam, and this is what the ulama they mentioned, like Ibn Kathir and other than them, rahimahullah, or rather than him, rahimahullah ta'ala, he wants to go from ilm al-yaqeen ila ayn al-yaqeen. From the certain knowledge to the sight, the certain sight. And it's a difference whenever a person, he knows something by way of information, and he's been informed of something, and he has certainty about that issue, but then whenever he sees it, this increases him in faith. This increases him in faith. So he had certainty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created him and will bring him back to life. alayhi salatu wasalam, but he wanted to increase in that faith, to see it in front of him as a means of increasing in faith, alayhi salatu wasalam. And something that can clarify this, akramakum Allahu jami'an wa barakallahu fikum jami'an, is that, for example, if I were speaking about the issue of iman in the heart at this moment, the iman that's in the heart, we know that iman is in the heart, likewise on the tongue and the actions of the body parts, and all of this is iman. But the foundation of al-iman is where? The foundation of that is in the heart. And this is the issue, it increases and it decreases. So for example, any the certainty and the knowledge of a person. For example, if an individual who is trustworthy, you believe him to be trustworthy, and you don't think that he's a liar, and what you know about him is good. If he came to you and he said, I have $100 in my pocket, what would you believe him? Yes, you will believe him. He's not known for lying. He's not known for lying. He comes and he says, I have $100 in my pocket. So you have information that this man has $100 in his pocket. You believe him. And in your heart, you have belief that he's not lying and that in his pocket, there's a $100 bill or $100. But if somebody else came along after that, a few moments later, and they're like, man, this guy, what did he say? He has $100? No way. I just seen him. He's lying. I seen his wallet a minute ago. He's lying. He does not have $100. So now what happens to the iman? No, what happens to the belief? Now, in the heart of that, now there's doubt. You say, wait a second, this guy, he doesn't lie. I know he's not a liar. No, he's, and then somebody's, no, he doesn't have, no, he's lying. He's lying. I seen his wallet like this. So now the faith, it was certain before, now is a little bit, he's a little bit doubtful. Now that the belief that the man has $100 or not, there's a doubt in that. Before there was no doubt. Before there was no doubt. Like if that man that said he had $100, now he says, wallahi, I have $100. Wallah, he swears by it. Now you're like, wait a second. And then the other guy, he said, wallah, he doesn't have. Now you're like, oh, subhanAllah. You don't know. There is some confusion. But if the man pulled out a $100 bill and he put it in front of your face, what are you going to say? This is called Ayn al-Yaqeen. You have certainty now. There's no doubt. You see it in front of your face. The man has $100 in his pocket. He pulled it out and showed it to you. Khalas, all of the doubt goes away. All of the doubt and whatever that confusion that man, even if he decorated his speech, no, I just seen him before, he showed me his wallet, he said, oh, that is gone now. You see the money right in front of your face. You see the money right in front of your face. So this is in the affairs of the dunya, we see, but this is with regards to the belief in the heart. This is with regards to the belief in the heart. Nam, it increases and it decreases. It increases and it decreases. It increases and it decreases. From the means, likewise, that the faith in the heart, the iman, it increases. And we know the issue. Whenever the iman in the heart increases, likewise, the actions, they increase, the good actions. And so do the good statements, because this is all from iman. But the discussion now was about the foundation of that in the heart. Now, the foundation of that in the heart, and that from the means also for the increase in faith, is to have many evidences. And whenever a person hears one evidence, then he says, Allahu Akbar, the faith is there. But then another evidence, and another evidence, and another evidence, and another evidence. Or then if the evidences are different types of evidence, and evidence from the Quran, and evidence from the Sunnah, and evidence from the natural disposition, from the fitrah, and evidence from the intellectual aspect, all of this is coming together now, then the certainty becomes stronger and stronger, and the iman becomes deeper rooted in the heart with this particular issue. For example, from the affairs of al-iman, al-imanu billah, and we will discuss this, and this is the first point to discuss whenever we go into the details of this iman, arkanahu sitta, and tu'minu billah, the belief in Allah. But from the belief in Allah, is that subhanahu wa ta'ala, alin ala arshihi subhanahu wa ta'ala, ba'inu min khalqihi, that he is high and lofty above his throne, and he is separate from the creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is not inside of the creation, and he is not from the creation. He's the creator, and he is outside of the creation. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is high, the most high, subhanahu wa ta'ala. So from the attributes of Allah azza wa jal, al-ulu, alu al-dhati wa alu al-qadr wa al-qahr, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he himself is high and lofty, meaning he's above the throne, he's not down low, where he's high. He is a high, he's above the seventh heavens, above the throne, in the manner befitting his majesty, subhanahu wa ta'ala, ar-Rahmanu ala rashi istawa. Naam, this is from the evidence of that. So, and likewise, his authority is high and lofty. And likewise, his power is high, and no one can overcome him. He is on top. Naam, subhanahu wa ta'ala, he in power and authority and might, and he himself, fawqa arshihi subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is something that is established. So if I said, for example, and the proof for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said in his book, وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ وَهُوَ الْعَلِيُّ الْعَظِيمُ. Allah mentioned from his names that he is the most high, the most great. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he said, سَبِّحْ إِسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى. Glorify the name of your Lord, the most high. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here now has mentioned the ulu directly from his name, al-Ali, and from his attribute is that he is in fil ulu subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also Allah, he says, was sabbih isma rabbika al-a'la, and glorify the name of your Lord, the most high. So Allah mentioned here from his names and attributes that he is the most high and lofty subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is two evidences and one proof from this issue. But if I said likewise, to increase above that, and to go on to add evidence to that, and along with the evidence, now the iman, it becomes stronger. So because likewise, not only did Allah, he mentioned about the al-ulu, that is high, also he referred to his loftiness in another form or another term. And the scholars, they call it al-fawqiyya. And he said, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِي وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِي, that he is al-qahir, the irresistible and the overcomer and all powerful, and he is above his slaves. فَوْقَ عِبَادِي. The first one in his name, from the sifa of al-ulu, وَهُوَ الْعَلِي. سَبِّحْ اسْمَ رَبِّكَ الْأَعْلَى الْعَالَى. Here, وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِي. And then he mentioned about his angels, subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَيَخَافُونَ رَبَّهُمْ مِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ. And they fear their Lord above them. So it's mentioned that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he himself is lofty and high, and his authority and powers is lofty and high, and there was none above him subhanahu wa ta'ala. هُوَ الظَّاهِرُ لَيْسَ فَوْقَهُ شَيْءٍ. There, he is the highest and there's nothing above him subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then he mentioned likewise, وَهُوَ الْقَاهِرُ فَوْقَ عِبَادِهِ. He is above his servants himself in another term. Likewise, any to increase the evidences with regards to this. This is to show that any of the faith in a particular issue, how does it increase? From the means of the increase of al-Iman in the heart, and to become stronger and more firm is to increase in the knowledge of evidence. علم اليقين, to have certain knowledge, and whenever the certainty becomes firm in the heart is by having a lot of evidences with regards to an issue. But the more evidences one has to establish the issue, the stronger the faith becomes in the heart with regards to that affair. So likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has mentioned in his book that there are things that descend from him. And so this is clear that he is high and he is above us, subhanahu wa ta'ala, that he has referred to, that he has mentioned and referred to affairs that descend from him. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikr. That Allah says, verily we have descended, or we have revealed the dhikr, the reminder. And Allah says, إِنَّا أَنزَلْنَاهُ فِي لَيْلَةِ الْقَدْرِ. And verily we have revealed it, or we have sent it down in the night of Al-Qadr. And to send it down, meaning it came from above. So that means that's another evidence that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is above us. And again, we just mentioned this issue here of Al-Ulu, not for the issue here to discuss Al-Ulu, but to clarify the issue of many evidences increasing faith. But also this is an important issue because many Muslims have deviated with regards to this particular sifa, and they have claimed that Allah is everywhere. And Allah fi kulli makan, that's what they say. Allah is everywhere. Allah is everywhere. Allah, he said, he's Ali. Allah, he said, he's fawqa ibadihi. Allah, he said, the angels yakhafuna rabbahum min fawqihim. The Quran had descended from him. Naam, and likewise, there are things that go up to him. إِلَيْهِ يَسْعَدُ الْكَرِيمُ الطَّيِّبُ وَالْعَمَلُ الصَّالِحُ يَرْفَعُ. That to him, the beautiful speech, it goes up to him, and the righteous deeds, he raises it to him. And so Allah has mentioned, likewise, there are things that descend from him and things that go up to him. All of these are evidences to indicate that he is high and lofty, subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is not in this, he is not low down here with us. Rather, he is high above us. Tabaraka wa ta'ala, that he is high above us. And likewise, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned that he is above us, in above the heavens. Amintu man fis sama'i. So there are many different evidences to clarify the issue that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is lofty and high above his creation. So the point from this particular issue is that whenever a person increases in sound and correct knowledge and evidences from the Quran and the Sunnah with the correct understanding of as-salaf as-salih, then at this time the iman increases and it becomes firm in his heart. So from the means of the increasing in faith is to have lots of evidences and strong, sound, good knowledge. On the other hand, it's clearly understood from the means for the iman to be weak and deficient is to not have many proofs and to have weak knowledge. And they call it ilm al-yaqeen, the knowledge of certainty or certain knowledge. So to reach there, one must have evidences and proofs, not just simply believe by blind following. Not simply to believe by blind following. There are other issues and affairs that we will discuss bi'idhnillahi ta'ala with this great issue, mas'alat al-iman, with regards to the increase of faith and the decrease of faith. Hadha wa sallallahu ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi wa sallam.